Blog Talk Radio.
Michelle?
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Michelle LaVon Robinson, girl of the South Side. For the past 25 years, you have not only been my wife and mother of my children, you have been my best friend. You took on a role you didn't ask for, and you made it your own, with grace and with grit and with style and good humor. Made the White House a place that belongs to everybody. And a new generation sets its sights higher because it has you as a role model. So you have made me proud, and you have made the country proud.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it is the E-Man After Show. Well, welcome back. Welcome back to all the women out there. It's Women History Month. Shout out to Miss Michelle Obama. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in with us on the network tonight. This is the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. It's Women History Month. Hello, Mandy.
Hello.
Well, we appreciate all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines, that's coming in on the network tonight. We're back for another episode right here on the E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we made it back. Just jumped off the Mandy the Mentor Show. Had a great show over on that show. Boy, I tell you, we got a new segment over there called Let's Talk It Up with Mandy. And boy, y'all was going in tonight.
Right.
What a great show you ladies had on tonight. We want to appreciate you, Mandy, though. Just sliding right on over here to We Talk Radio Network to the E-Man After Show and hanging out with me tonight. Listen, guys, that we see you guys coming in on the phone lines. We see you guys coming in on the network tonight. Listen, if you want to join the conversation, we're back around the domino table tonight.
We are.
Man, we came around the domino table. We're pulling the dominoes out because we got some good conversation we're going to have tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're around the domino table. When you guys know this. This is a show where we men slide around the domino table and open up and have conversation. But listen, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. You can hit option one. We'll definitely bring you into the conversation. Man, we're on all social media. If you'd like to follow We Talk Radio Network, the family over here, We Talk Radio Network, with all the great shows that goes on over here, you can follow us at www.wetalkradio.com. Man, because we're on all social media.
Yes, we are.
Man, we're on a lot of great other sites. Mandy, I think you got them over there. Can you?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. We are on a lot of sites, but just to name a few, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
And we really on all of those sites. All you got to do once you click on those sites or download those sites on your phone app or whatever, you'll just put in, it's one word, wetalkradio.com, and We Talk Radio will pop right up, and you can listen to the show. I listen on Spotify.
Right, we know.
Yeah, I love listening on Spotify because all the shows, previous shows on all of these sites are in there, so you can go back and listen to all the previous shows that we used to have. So you guys can do that, and then we have a YouTube channel. If you don't want to go on the site or you don't have an Apple phone or if you don't have one of those phones that you can – you know, download any of those apps, you can go to our YouTube channel, which is We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they need to subscribe, what do they need to do?
Yeah, you just hit that subscribe button. Also, you want to make sure you hit the notification bell so you can be notified when We Talk Radio Network upload new content.
Yeah, for sure then. Yeah, and, man, we have something for you every day of the week. The powers to be over here. Shout out to Miss Kia D.
Shout out to
Miss Kia Davis. To Mr. T. Smiley. Shout out to the Destiny Brand. I want to shout out to Kia Davis' mother. She on vacation.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to you, Mom.
Right.
Want to shout out to her. Want to shout out to Miss Emily Blue and Miss Deanne Lack. To Mr. Jeremy Glenn. We want to shout out to all of you personally, Mr. T. Smiley, all of you that makes up this great network over here. And, boy, we've been around for 12 years, and, man, we're thriving. We're going strong over here on We Talk Radio Network. We got a lot of great things that's going to be happening in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, man. I know we're going to have Heels on the Move again. I'm quite sure we're going to be
Heels on the Move to Heel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Quite sure we're going to be modeling in that again this year. Well, we want to appreciate you guys coming in on a Sunday night. Hope you have had a marvelous and a blessed day on today. We have had a marvelous day on today, man. We're in a new time zone. Time went up.
We are.
Hope y'all got a little rest last night because we're in a different time zone on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, what is it, 1 hour early? Boy, look at here. Yeah, we lost the hour last night.
We did.
Yeah, because we had to get up extra early this morning.
Did you feel it?
For sure then. We have had a blessed day. Hope you have did service wherever time zone you in. If you went to church today or you went to the mosque or you went wherever you went today, we hope you have had a blessed word. I know my pastor said a word on today.
He did.
Bishop T.D. Jakes, boy, that dude there, I tell you, the timeless thesis of God. Man, look at here. When Bishop got through talking about God today, Lord have mercy. because he made it real, real plain today.
He did.
It was a good sermon. I mean, he's just been on that word for, I mean, everything, like when the new year come, he just at another whole level to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, he talked, he had a word of making us understand who God is.
Right.
Because I think, man, a lot of us have a narrow God down to human form.
True.
Most people think God think like us, and he don't.
He does not.
And he does not operate like us.
Did he not tell us? He told us his ways were higher than ours, and his thoughts were. So.
Yeah, we can't. Listen, if you're sitting up trying to figure God out, you'll literally have a headache.
That's true.
Because you'll never, and the way Bishop was explaining today, for me, man, it takes away a lot of these people to me that walks around and act like God is talking to them, like me and you talking right now. God, I know God speaks to us.
He does.
But God don't ramble off at the mouth.
He's very intentional.
Yes.
Everything God does is for a
reason.
Yes. Purpose. But, I absolutely love the sermon. And to be honest, we're carrying out assignments. We're taking directives from God, right? So we can't be God and we can't dictate his ways. And that's why it's not fair for us to always have arguments, what we think.
Right.
Because a lot of times we just may be incorrect and we deem ourselves to be correct because we sometimes we feel that we're wise, but we're wise in our own eyes.
Yes, yes. And Wade Bishop broke that down today. So shout out to Bishop Thomas Dexter Jake Sr. over the Potter's House here in Dallas, Texas. What a great word on today, sir, which brings me to our recap from last week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had Bible study on E-Man after show last Sunday night.
We did.
Yeah, we had a good friend, Reverend Michael DeGers Sr.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was from Mount Olive over here in Arlington, Texas. And, man, he gave us a word on last Sunday night. Hope you guys enjoyed that word. Because all the rest of the year, every first Sunday night of the month, we're bringing a different teacher to come on and teach on the E-Man After Show, just the Bible.
Right, right. And we certainly appreciate the word on last week, walking with Jesus.
Yes.
And, you know, he came out of Luke chapter 24, verse 13 through 17, and also 19 through 27.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you that followed along that are listening on the network and on the phone lines, and it was a really good teaching on last week, E-Man.
Yeah, I thought it was a real, real great teaching. And and for me, this is how, you know, I was sharing with you, this is how I know when God is speaking to me, because God speaks to us differently.
Mm-hmm.
This is why a lot of time I shut people down when they say, God told me to tell you this, because I know how he speaks to me. And a lot of times he don't speak that away. You know, for me and my own psyche, you know, we make decisions to do certain things,
mm-hmm.
but we want to make sure we are doing what our assignment is. And
mm-hmm.
when he dropped this in me to do the Bible study,
mm-hmm.
he always give you confirmation.
Right.
If you're doing what, you know, he called for you to do. And I thought it was very ironic last Sunday as we was concluding and doing our wrap up, and we brought Deacon Fred Bell in and Reverend Gers, it was three people came from the same scripture that whole Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We had Sarah Jakes Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she preached Glory Triggers.
Mm-hmm.
She came from St. Luke 24, you know,
right.
Chapter 24, verses 24 through 35.
Uh-huh.
Reverend Gers came, he taught last Sunday from St. Luke 24, verses 13 through 17,
mm-hmm.
19 through 27. Deacon Fred Bell, his whole Sunday school lesson tied into that, because he came from St. Luke 24, but he was talking from the perspective of the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so all of those didn't know each other, had talked to each
right.
other. So it lets you know each and every one of them heard from, but Reverend Gers wanted to know, was he in the right place?
Mm-hmm.
He got a confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Deacon Bell wanted to know he was in the right place because he got a confirmation.
Right.
I got a confirmation because now one of them knew Sarah Jakes preached all of that.
Right.
And so it said to me, okay, we in the right place. We doing the right thing, because that's normally how God operates.
That's one of the ways
mm-hmm.
to speak.
Mm-hmm.
For speakers, when I know for me, like if mm-hmm. I have an engagement, speaking engagement, a lot of times when the Lord deal with me about a message, I'll hear it in other places. I'll hear somebody will say something. It's always something to line up with what God's
yes,
saying.
Yes.
And so that's one of the ways that God speaks.
Yes, and so when he's speaking to me, he have always some type of way it'll come through some kind of, you know, confirmation that
right.
when I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gave me confirmation that, okay, you need to be doing the E-Man After Show. So I said all that to say this here. We're going to continue the E-Man After Show for the rest of this year.
Yay.
We have a different speaker. We have another great man of God coming on next week, and then we have a young lady that's coming on after him, then
mm-hmm.
another speaker, then another young lady. Oh, we got it lined
it's
up.
It's lined up. We're ready to go.
Yeah, so we want to appreciate all of you that's coming around the E-Man After Show every Sunday night, just not the first Sunday night, because we're around the domino table. Now. You same people that come on Sunday for Bible study. Yeah, come around, because, you know, tonight we're having great conversation. We got Fred Bill. So to all you Fred Billites out there, that listen to his segment, Encouraging for the Soul with Fred Bell. His segment is at 9:35 tonight.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and so we're enjoying his segment. We'll do his segment at 9:35. It's Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell.
And shout out to all of the Fred Bell supporters out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, E-Man, every week people call in to hear his segment, you
mm-hmm.
know, faithfully.
Yes, and
faithfully.
And then they sit there and listen to the other part of the show. So we want to appreciate you, you know, because at the end of the day, this is a great segment. It's to help you.
Mm-hmm.
I think Reverend Gers was profound last week when he talked about what, you know, he was talking about commercialism and how, you know, if you watch a TV late at night and they start doing commercials about food and hamburgers,
mm-hmm.
you fall asleep on that.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, wherever you're going, when you wake up, that's in your psyche.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I want a hamburger today. Well, we did this segment with Fred Bell just for that, because people were saying they couldn't sleep. They was having insomnia, and they couldn't sleep, and with the curves of the world. When you lay down at night, you don't hear Fred Bell's a segment, or you don't got some Bible study, you lay down and go to sleep on that.
Right.
And so you lay down with that in your psyche. And that helps a lot of people when they wake up in the morning. They may wake up with them thoughts that they went to bed on, you know. This is why a lot of times people say it's not good for you to watch certain things at nighttime on TV.
True.
Because when you fall asleep, all of that plays in your psyche. And then you start having weird dreams and thanking God is talking to you. That's just stuff you don't watch no
TV. Oh, my.
you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. No, no, because, you know, a lot of times people
I can't.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, man.
I can't.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Have you ever ate something real late at night and dream crazy? Yeah, I forgot you're a little different. You might
probably have. Probably have. And I've heard that that does happen. That has been proven. But you know, you sometimes you be a little extra.
But my mother used to share that with us. She used to share with us a lot of times. You could eat certain things. When we grew up, they call it nightmares. You had nightmares because you ate something and then you went to sleep and you were just dreaming. You falling off of bridges. You just having some of the craziest dreams.
Right.
And then sometimes it's just certain things that you watch, you don't realize that's in your psyche.
True.
And you fall asleep.
No, that's true.
And you start having certain dreams. And sometimes when I listen to people, when they say God said this, I be wondering, what did you eat last night? What was you thinking about? You know, because what got into your psyche while you went to sleep, where you seeing stuff that is unrealistic?
Let me just ask you.
Sure.
Because I mean,
Mandy, let me say this.
Let me explain it this way.
let me say this here. Let's say something. Let's say if a person, you know, ate something real, real bad, and they dream. I'm married to you, right?
Right.
But they dream I'm their husband.
Now that's now,
and they say God said, well,
I ain't gonna tell you that.
No, I ain't saying they gonna tell me that.
I know, but I know what you're saying. Now we know that's absolutely foolish. Now to dream something you can dream, but
right.
To say God is saying that, we know that's foolishness, right? Now that I would totally disagree with. But for me, and you know, this is my stance, right? I believe in dreams and I believe in the mystery of dreams. You know, I really do. But I understand what you're saying, which is totally different than the mystery of dreams given by God. You're saying you ate something, it produced a crazy dream.
right.
And it was a nightmare and leave it there. Gotcha.
And so, you know, but anyway, we want to thank Reverend Gersh for coming on, and we want to thank all of these pastors that getting ready to come on, and they're preparing themselves, and we just thank you. It's just a great segment over here to do on the E-Man After Show. So shout out to all of you that's listening around the network on tonight. The time ticker is lit up. The phone lines are lit up. Yes, this is the E-Man After Show. Man, we're back for another great episode. The Oscars is on tonight.
They were. Are they still on?
Yeah, they're still on. You know, the Oscars getting ready to go off, and I don't see no Chris Rock. jokes tonight, but that's kind of
Did he attend the Oscars? Did he attend the Oscars?
Well, they got a different host tonight, which is gonna bring me to our topic just before we go to our break. Because tonight, man, the world we're talking about, we really, March is Cholesterol Cancer Awareness Month, just as well. And I do want to tap in and talk to us men and just talk to men and women about colon cancer. It's colon cancer month.
Yes.
Awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our men, actually, I go to the doctor this Friday for mine anyway. You know, it's colon cancer awareness month, the month of March.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to talk a little bit about that tonight because I think it's very important that, you know, they say every 10 years that you should get it checked out. And now they're saying every 5 years. But we as men, and a lot of times African-American men, we won't go get checked because we don't want nobody sticking it up our butt. So we won't go get checked. But we're going to talk a little bit about that on tonight. Then we want to talk about the Chris Rock stand-up special on Netflix. Did you guys see that?
Oh, man.
Yeah, we want to talk about, did you guys see the Chris Rock special? You know, which is on that brother got paid $40 million.
$40 million.
The Stay Silent to this year. And I just think it was ironic that he did the special the week before leading up to the Oscars.
Right.
So we
got all strategic. That's what the timeline was.
And so, did you see the special? I thought it was a good special. Do you think he went in too far? A lot of people think he went in too far, but did he speak his mind? Did he? I mean, when we really watched the special, it was a real, real good special, but that was his truth. I mean, who is for us to say he couldn't say what he said because it happened to him? It didn't happen to him. We didn't get slapped. But at the end of the day, he got paid.
Listen, got paid, and what I from what I heard, he slaughtered them.
But listen here, he went in on the Smiths, boy.
I heard he, man.
But we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. We're around the domino table tonight, and that's what we're talking about. We're going to tap in a little bit about, you know, not so much as just African-American men, just men in general, because it's colon cancer awareness month.
Yes, yes, and it's also Women's History Month.
Yes, oh, that's why you heard the Michelle. Salute to all of the women.
Yes.
Salute to all of you women out there. We just want to continue to appreciate you. You don't know, no matter who you are and what you're doing, to every mother, to every single mother, to every daughter, to, and I'm just not talking about one particular culture. I'm talking about all women.
You know what? What I find the beauty in is that when women can come together and celebrate one another. You know,
right? Right.
My group. We came together and friends, group of friends, and we celebrated one another, you know.
Right, right.
It's giving gifts, compliments, and just things of that nature. Now, we celebrate each other all year long, but we decided to make this month extra special.
Right, right. And to all of you women that's out there, no matter what you're doing, we salute you at whatever age and stage you in, you know, what if you got your own business, if you're an entrepreneur or whatever you're doing, kudos to you, because we know you guys are wearing a lot of hats. And so it's Woman History Month, because y'all have made history and you are making history. As we speak, you are putting your footprints in the sand in some type of way, because someone will look back to say, you know, just as well as we started out with Michelle Obama, you know, I thought it was significant to play that particular clip that her husband recognized who she was, being the first black first lady of the White House.
Right.
You know, and so we salute, like, you my first, like Reverend Gerth, he deemed you to be my first lady. Why? Because you're the first lady of our home.
Right.
You know, you wear a lot of other hats. You have Men to the Mentor show. You have Men to the Mentor show live. You're the marquee on both of those shows. You have your international organization, Men to the Mentor International. We salute you. I give you your flowers on these Men After show. Maybe working a brother to death, but Jesus Christ. But
thank you, baby.
You're doing the doggone thing. And there's those sisters that look up to you, and just like you started your new segment over there, Let's Talk It Up with Men, it's a great conversation of women coming all around the globe and just calling in, and y'all having great dialogue, talking about what women talk about. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, what I love about that segment, Eman, is the mutual respect we have for one another as women. You know, we may not agree, but we respect each other, and I absolutely love that.
Yes, y'all had a great topic. What was the topic tonight?
The topic tonight was transgender children.
And boy, was that a great conversation.
Transgender children. Great conversation. And it was passionate. The conversation, I mean, the talk, it was just so passionate, but it was beautiful, because once again, we did not all agree, but we respected each other's opinions.
Yeah, yes. Yes, and so just salute to all of you women, no matter who you are and what you're doing.
That's right.
Because everybody's doing something totally different. And whatever capacity, whatever, if you ain't doing nothing but raising a child, if you ain't doing nothing but taking care of someone,
right?
Everybody got a task that they're doing as women. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a teacher, if you're an educator, if you're a judge, if you're a woman judge, if you're a woman police,
come on,
whatever you are, whatever you're doing, we want to salute you, just not only in this month, but we want to really, really appreciate you in the month of March, because you are making history. Some little child is going to remember you no matter what. You know, when you see, because, man, I remember when we grew up. Right now, I can remember old ladies that, like, if we got home and my mother wasn't at home, I remember Miss Johnson. mm-hmm. that would make us a peanut butter sandwich till mama got home.
Mm-hmm.
Like if mama got home, see, back when we grew up, man, you don't know nothing about food stamps. You weren't the bougie, you weren't no welfare or nothing like that. And so we had like Spam sandwiches.
Right.
You know anything about Spam, man?
I do.
You do know about Spam?
I mean, I don't eat it, but I know about it. Yeah.
Yeah. See, we grew up, man, over in Dixon Circle and the project. We had like Spam sandwich. We lived by Bass Street Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. I was with the Bass Street Baptist Church as a young boy. We crossed the railroad tracks over mm-hmm. there. But we would eat Spam sandwich, peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff would stick to your ribs. But if mama didn't make it home, I remember my mother used to cook this stuff called hornets. It looked like corn, but it was mm-hmm. a big old peanut. I know you don't know nothing about hornets. My oldest brother used to hate them.
Mm-hmm.
But they would fix that. But if mama didn't make it home, the community moms
mm-hmm.
would step in and give you a sandwich or make sure you had something to eat before mama got home.
Wow.
And that's why you would hear the phrase where mama would say, you don't eat at everybody's house.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
But, you know, I've done that. When my children were younger, I've done that for their friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would fix things that their parents would get home from late from work, you know, and things like that. But I know it was different back then
mm-hmm.
because I think more people were more giving. They were more caring.
Right,
the
right.
women would, it was the village, right?
Mm-hmm.
The village perspective of, you know, coming together, looking out for one another, children, where today that's become an issue because everybody can't just correct someone else's child without there being offense.
Oh, for sure that. Yeah. Yes. And so, yeah, we're living at a different time now, but back in the day, you get a good pressed ham sandwich and you get
pressed ham.
But you don't know about pressed
ham. But let me tell you something. You were talking about pressed ham. I asked you the other day. I called you up when you were at work,
uh-huh.
and I said, "Baby, do you eat goose liver?"
Yeah.
You let me know. You know goose liver, but you know they used to eat goose liver too.
Yeah, you know, actually they did, but I just didn't eat it.
My mom used to eat it. That's how.
To be honest with you, I don't even know what goose liver is.
It's like a pressed ham slimy. It comes
okay.
in those containers as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like So,
you see some goose liver at the store?
When I went to Kroger, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it just took me back down memory lane.
No, I mean, goose liver could have been around,
mm-hmm.
but
it's brown and mm-hmm. it's white on the edges.
Oh, okay.
So it's
yeah.
like it's like a slimy.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It's brown and it's white around the edges.
I think I can.
And
remember.
It comes in the container that the turkey and the slimy and all that good stuff comes.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can listen. I grew up on Spam.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up on. That welfare
man,
cheese.
Spam. I don't know about Spam.
Man, you get a big old hunk of Spam,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't have no taste to it, but some people, and my mom and them used to cook it in butter,
uh-huh.
you know, and kind of give it that little season and fry it real good.
Oh,
you get you some good powdered eggs. And so you and y'all.
That's going to be your dinner tomorrow.
Girl,
you're having a Spam sandwich. I'm going to make you a Spam burger. Listen, I'm going to do it like your mama, with the butter.
Yeah, she put that butter. They put that butter on it, and they were frying.
Uh-huh.
And, man, they give you some of that big old horn, that white horn. Listen here, we at the end of the day, we got food.
Right.
We didn't go
That's
to be at home.
That's why you're not picky about food.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, things that are too salty.
Right. And that's because I took care of my mother, and she wasn't on that salt regiment. And so I'm not on that salt regimen neither.
Right.
You know, and but ladies and gentlemen on the network, this is the E-Man After Show. We are sitting here. We are chopping it up. We are an hour early. Those of you that normally, it would normally be what, just 8:30.
Right.
But it's 9:30
because
mm-hmm. we are an hour up. All of you in different time zones, the time ticker is going off. The phone lines is lit up. We're going to go to a break, man. Then after we go out to this break, we're going to go right into a Fred Bell segment.
All right, now.
And when we come back out of Fred Bell segment, you know, why? Oh, I'm sorry. I got distracted looking at the Oscar. I was trying to see who was that speaking at this particular moment. We'll go into Fred Bell segment, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about, you know, colon cancer.
Yeah.
You know, talking to our men. Because, you know, women can have colon cancer too. You know that, right?
Yeah, I actually had a dear friend to pass away from colon cancer.
Mm-hmm. And I think early prevention is very, very key, you know, because I think it's like 19% of women die from catches colon cancer and 34% of women die from it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's really,
mm-hmm.
and it is a painful process as well.
Yeah, well, I'm going this Friday to make sure I ain't got no problems. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't got no problem. You know, listen, I ain't got no problem because being at 61, you want to know.
Right.
You know, and I think the last time I had it, what is it, we're in 2023? I think it was before COVID.
So let me ask you about the process of that. Because a lot of men do not like to have that done because
they
hand
stuck up
the
their
way.
Butt.
Do you have to, like, lean over the table or lay flat?
Well, I have an India doctor, and then I had to lay down. Mm-hmm. You know, you ever got a whooping from the principal, they have you to bend over. Of course, they have their gloves on. And the best thing to do, they have you to drink all this liquid and do all this kind of stuff, you know. But, I had two women doctors that get in for me last time. But that was before COVID. That was, 5 years ago.
Right.
They say check it every 10 years, but now they, because it's so prevalent now, because we got people at an early age dying of colon cancer.
True.
Look at the actors that played in the movie, you know, Bolden, whatever his name was. Mm-hmm. He was like 33, but he died at, 33,
mm-hmm.
43, but they detected it, you know, at, 40.
Yeah.
And so you got different ones that's, you know, they say in this, you know, you have to be a certain age to catch it, but a lot of these young people are catching colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it even talks about from elimination, a lot of people don't eliminate like they should. But we're going to get into all of that, man. We're going to take a break so we can get ready to go to our segment with Freya Bell. You guys are listening to the E-Man After Show. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this. You guys keep it locked. We'll be back right after this here.
You're listening to The Sound.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose. And that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore. No.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills. I'm making my decisions. I do just what I feel, trusting my intuition. It's my prerogative to live the way I live. Just thought I'd let you know that I'm grown. I appreciate all you've done for me. But I'm grown now. I gotta do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm cool. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's gonna work out between.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know.
Baby, wait. Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes I still lose my way, and I cry for you like I used to. Please forgive me, Mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say, I ain't gonna tell you wrong. Yeah.
are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Hey, you know what? I'm not going to pretend that everything is ice cream and cake or a bed of roses. Sometimes we may wake up in the morning and we don't feel like going to work. We don't feel like saying good morning. We don't feel like doing anything. Even on Sunday mornings, we may not feel like going to church. But have you ever heard the word of God? Or have you ever heard a song and you said, that is my song, and it makes you feel like having church? Well, tonight, guess what? Do you feel like having church? And when I say have church, meaning praising the Lord. If we think about it, God woke us this morning. He gave us a sound mind. He gave us a portion of our health and strength. So that alone should make us feel like having church. Because when you hear his word, when you hear his praises, it makes you want to just have church a little bit more. So when we're feeling down, when we're feeling out, let's have a word of God in our lives. Let's speak the word of God so that we may just want to have church. And having church, we don't have to go into the sanctuary. We can have church alone, all by ourselves. All we have to do is put our hands together and praise our Lord, and we're having church. Church is one thing that you don't need an audience to do. You can do it all by yourself, just you and God. So tonight, if you're feeling a little down, if you're feeling a little out, speak to God. Tell him you feel like having church. And in your soul, like Jeremiah said, it feels like fire deep in my bones. And just have a little church. Let's go to church. Let's go to church. Let's go to church. Amen. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
Church. Brother Sherman said, well, my time's been was lying when they said unto me, let us go over to the house of the Lord. I'ma clap my hands and I'm happy, I'll be in my heavy church. Ooh, Lord. Brother, stay right there. We gon' have church. Is that all right? Have it, church. Everybody come along. We can't have church. Oh, yeah. Somebody clap your hands. We can't have church. Yeah. I like that, y'all. Had a church. Had a church. Had a church. We came here to have church. Listen, I was reading my Bible the other day. Church. And David said, I was there when they said unto me, let us go into the church. Have a church. I like that. Have a church. Whoa. Have a church. And David said, I was there when they said unto me, let us go into the church. Have a church. Listen.
Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on WeTalk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, yes. We're back. Feel like having church. Anybody out there feel like having church tonight? I want to thank all you guys that's standing by on the phone lines, all of you guys that's on the network on tonight. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show over here on WeTalk Radio Network. Man, I'm so excited and delighted that you are hanging out with me on tonight. I want to thank Mr. Fred Bell on tonight for his segment. Man, I tell you, it has been a blessed day. It has been a long day, but been a blessed day. Because we're running off of fumes right about now. Well, you get up early like I do. Jesus Christ. Go all day long. And boy, I tell you, we have had a marvelous day on today. We don't have no complaints.
Right.
You know, God is just good like that.
Yes, He is.
And the reason why I keep recognizing God, because my pastor preached about God today.
Yes,
Bishop was teaching today. You could just see the shift in when he started preaching. Mm-hmm. He got to setting this text up, and boy, when he got to talking about God,
it was over.
Because you know, I've always heard people say, I don't know if you have always heard this, man, but I have always heard that. Maybe some of you on the network around the domino table, you know, tonight, or just listening on the phone lines. You know, I've had people that are like, well, what was God before there was an earth?
Yeah.
You know, he would say stuff like that.
Right.
Is God real? What was it? But when Bishop James was breaking that down the day, you know, how he created everything. Mm-hmm. He was out there on nothing. And boy, look at here. When you got to talk about God, you can feel a whole service shifting.
So true.
Man, so it was just an awesome sermon on today. Hopefully you guys have had a blessed day, especially when you recognize who God is and who God is to you.
Right.
You know, that's the most important thing. You got to know and believe who He is to you. You know, when you come to accept Christ, or when you have accepted Christ, mm-hmm. you got to believe it. You know,
right.
You got to believe when you come to accept Christ that God is real.
Mm-hmm.
He's not this fiction. He's not the universe.
Right,
you know.
Right.
Yes. And so, boy, that was just a powerful sermon on today. I want to thank all of you guys that's coming in on the network tonight. Well, man, we're around the domino table tonight. It's been a long day, but this is what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about colon cancer because the month of March, man, it is colon cancer awareness month. And we have a lot of times we, you know, as we get in age, really, I was getting ready to say it really doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
you know, to really to matter about your age. I just think, you know, if you at 50 or 40, because at first they used to say, you know, when you get past 50, you need to go get your colon checked as men.
Right.
But now they don't kind of bring that number down to at the age of 40. I think it's the American Cancer Society that's saying now, they started out talking about every 10 years you should get checked. Now they don't bring it down to 5 years.
Right.
Because we're having so many young people, younger men that's catching colon cancer.
Yes.
And it really talks about the symptoms of colon cancer.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of men don't recognize when your stool changed, you know, the color of your stool, the color of your bowels, you know. We don't really pay attention.
Right.
And then it really talks about, I think me and you was talking about this not too long ago, how often should you eliminate? You know, you asked a question, I think it was on your show or my show, you were like, E-Man, you asked me some strange questions, like, who asked them kind of questions?
You, I mean, come on. Yeah, because E-Man is the type of person, he'd be like, Mindy, did you have a bowel movement today? What? I'm like, stop it. Like, and I tell him, so I'm like, babe, don't ask that question. Like,
yeah, because the reason why I was asking those kind of questions, because, you know, when you start doing the research and you start finding out, at 19% of women can die, I mean, could catch colon cancer too.
That's true.
They're saying it's 19% of women that catches colon cancer and 34% of women that's dying with it.
This is true.
And they're saying that for men, I think they were saying for men, it's like percentage of men is pretty high too. It's 24% of men that's catching colon cancer and 47% of men that's dying with colon cancer.
Mm.
Not just black men, all men.
All men.
You understand what I'm saying? That's why, because we don't do early prevention.
That's true.
We don't pay attention to how many times, because they really, it comes from, you know, you're not eliminating and all of the, you're not having a bowel movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so if all of that is still up in you and you're not eliminating and you have to wash the certain colors of your stool, they talk about your colon being soft and how the polyps, you know, it comes from, that's where the polyps come from. It talks about, because you don't eliminate it, causes pollen, which is, you know, is the cancerous part.
Right.
You know, it's just like a woman having breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the doctor and they feel a lump. It may, you know, you may not feel it.
Right.
But the doctors may feel something there. Most women won't go back to get, you know, do a follow-up and try to find out what is that particular lump. Well, by the time you get to, you know, the doctor, that cancer in your breast have enlarged.
Mm.
It's the same thing with colon cancer, because it's four stages of colon cancer. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The first stage, I believe, is IVA, then it's IVB, and then it's IVC. By the time you get to IVC, that is a stage four.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of men are not aware of that. And so around the E-Man after show, around the domino table, we want you men, you know, Hispanic men, Caucasian men, African American men, you know, especially, you know, I would say, you know, go get checked around 50. But I'm gonna do like the American Cancer Society is saying, you need to do early detection. You need to go around 40.
Right, right. Because one of the common signs is constipation.
Yeah, yes.
Like you talked about eliminating, you know, and a lot of times a person, they may think, oh, I'm just constipated. But if that's something that, if it's a pattern of constipation,
right.
And if you eat fiber and it's still not working, then that is a sign to go and get your colon checked.
And yeah, because it's hardening, what they call it. It's hardening up, and you can't eliminate. And so they give you some to eliminate. So to all of you men that's listening out on the network, listening all around the globe, that's listening on the phone lines, make sure you pay attention to your body, because, you know, our body is always speaking.
Always speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, diarrhea is an early sign. It can be
yes.
an early sign of colon cancer, diarrhea that you cannot seem to gain control over.
Right, right. And saying that, you know, a lot of times we go on our normal day and we don't really pay attention to a certain sign.
Right.
And the reason why, especially when you get like 50 and 60 like me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you eat certain foods. If you don't see some of those foods, the lemonade coming through you,
mm-hmm.
you might need to go get checked.
Yes.
And not be afraid to get checked because colonoscopy, you know, once you get it, you know, you have to have that colon taken out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they talked about the process of having that colon taken out. But I think in my research, man, what I did find out was encouraging. Once you do the colonoscopy,
mm-hmm.
you get that out, you get the cancer out. It doesn't spread.
That's the good part
about it. That's why you were here, me and say, well, I got a colonoscopy, because if they detect it in any type of way,
mm-hmm.
I remember the testimony that Bishop Noel Jones did a few years ago. He caught colon cancer,
mm-hmm.
and he had a colonoscopy process of him going through it.
Mm-hmm.
But once they remove that colon, because sometimes cancer spreads,
yes.
right? They think they go in and get all of it, and mm-hmm. then it shows up somewhere else.
Right.
The statistic of said those that have had colonoscopy, they haven't had a trace of cancer in their colon or cancer anywhere in their body.
Mm.
I guess that would be the great part of the whole process.
Getting it, yeah.
Getting it. And so, we don't really want to wait. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We want you to go to your doctor. We want you to go get your follow-ups, get your checkup. Mm-hmm. You know, don't be like a lot of us men that don't go to the doctor till we can't help it. We don't go to the doctor for our blood pressure. We won't go for cholesterol. We won't go for nothing until we start feeling a certain way.
Yes.
You know, then we run up in there, and a lot of times it's too late, and then a lot of times people get scared to go to the doctor. Let me say this to all of you on the network tonight. No matter what kind of appointment you have, if you young or old,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have what they call white coat syndrome,
because
mm-hmm. don't nobody really want to be sick.
Right.
Don't nobody really want to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. You're already going to experience some anxiety.
Yes.
No matter what. If you go to the dentist tomorrow, if you ain't got high blood pressure, by the time they check it, it's up.
Yes.
Why? Because it's just something about, you know, going to the doctor that causes anxiety,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you have to learn how to process in your head that you're only going to get a checkup. I think it's always better to know and then not to know.
Yes.
And a lot of times we don't want to know what's wrong with us because, you know, we feel like we done did so much. I don't even want to know,
mm-hmm.
you know, but to all of you men out there, you need to know what's going on in your body. So please get out there. This month for sure, because this month, the month of March, is Colon Cancer Awareness Month.
It definitely is. You know, early prevention is important.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend. She was a little older than I am,
mm-hmm.
but she passed away some years back of colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her having a colostomy bag. And
yes.
she was a woman that, I mean, you look at her, she's in great shape.
Right, right.
She seemed like she kept herself up. But colon cancer is what took her out, you
mm-hmm.
know, and she was constantly going back and forth to the doctors to the point where she was still fighting but yet tired.
Right, right.
And they had told her they would put the colostomy bag on her
mm-hmm.
and eventually they would reverse it because mm-hmm. now it's reversible.
Right, right.
And that it never happened,
mm-hmm.
you know, she did. But what it was is that her body was, you know, that everything that was going on, it paused into her blood,
yes,
her
yes.
insides and things like that. So she ended up losing her life mm-hmm. a little bit over 50 years of age.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah, but she, you know, she passed on, but it was a journey.
Mm-hmm.
It was a journey. It was she was up late nights, you know, in pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the accidents that happened with colostomy bags
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature, feeling like she was a burden to her one and only daughter.
Hmm.
So it was a role, and to see her go through that, but if we can just imagine if she hadn't went to the doctor 6 months prior
to
being diagnosed. You know, I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, what if it could have been prevented?
Yeah, yes. And so we want to encourage you, because women, you can get colon cancer just as well. Because
yes.
Research teaches us, through our research, we found out that, you know, 19% of women are catching colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And 34% of women are dying from it. And you can have a problem with your colon just as well. So it said to me that it's not all about men catching it, but it's just a higher rate with
men. Higher, yes.
Yes. And so to all you fellas out there, you know, pay attention to your body, because your body is always speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And just not even your colon, just any kind of cancer. You know, you need to make sure men and women pay attention to spots that shows up on your body.
Yes.
You know, little moles. I had a little mole that showed up when I was taking care of my mother. They went to check it. You know, they checked it to make sure it wasn't ligament and none of that. And you know, a lot of times they can remove moles.
They sure can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My mom, you know, she battled with cancer. And
mm-hmm.
she had a mole that appeared on her. And that mold, it was eating off her body, so it was growing. It continued to grow. But she knew she had cancer, but it was come to find out it was from the cancer.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's very important. Also, abdominal pain. You know, when you have stomach pain
right.
That's not going away, or it comes and it goes, you want to make sure you get checked. And something I research is stool that's shaped differently, like a funny shaped stool.
Why are you looking at me like this?
I don't know.
You look at me like, I don't know. Go ahead, babe. I don't know what a funny shaped stool is.
Yeah, but that's what they say, stool that's shaped differently, that's shaped funny, have funny shape.
Well, now, all of mine is. That's why when you look at me,
I don't know what your stool look like, baby.
Well I'm telling you, man. But no, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, they did say, I seen that in the research too. I kind of started laughing. I was like, well, what is the norm? How do you know?
What is like an animal? Like what? But I guess that goes back to knowing your body.
Right.
You know, knowing your body. And but and another, this is a big one, blood in stool.
Yeah. That's ladies and gentlemen, it's not talking about the red blood that you see if you're bleeding.
Is it black?
Yes, your stool will turn completely black.
Ooh.
You know, and that's the blood that's in your stool. You know, a lot of people might, and we want to express that and share that, because you might be looking for red blood.
Right. Now, let me say this. Mm-hmm. If you are taking iron pills, and you just started to take your iron pills, do not freak out, because iron pills cause your stool to turn black as well.
Well, it's a different color black, though.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because you know, I really, really was, because I'd seen mine black sometime, and I recognized it was the iron that I was taking.
Mm-hmm.
And I even asked my doctor. She said, well, that's, you know, for some particular reason in African America, our iron is always low.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to the doctor, you know, they going to give you B12. They want to give you. So I had to take 4 iron tablets at one time, you know, to build your iron up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a dark, because you can tell, like if you eat greens or anything like beans that give you iron, you may notice your stool turning a little dark. But you'll notice blood in your stool when your urine is real, real, totally black, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were showing me all these graphic pictures the last time I did it, and this is what it looked like. And you can even Google this and go on. It'll show you the different colors of what your stool is supposed to look like. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that means you're bleeding on the inside, and it's coming through your stool.
Mm.
And this is how a lot of time you'll be able to tell something is wrong, because if you're bleeding on the inside and you don't know it, that's where that abdominal pain, what you was talking about, comes from.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? So to all of you, we are having this kind of conversation tonight because it's just an awareness, because the month of March is colon cancer awareness month.
And unfortunately, we have lost so many people due to colon cancer, and people have just been faced with that challenge, D-Man.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that we, you know, make you aware of the symptoms, you know, remind you, because we know, but remind you to go get your checkup.
Yeah,
and it's okay. And anxiety and white coat syndrome is normal.
And that's what I want to, you know, share that, because a lot of times people, And to those of you that's talking on the network, a lot of times, man, when you have conversations, people start feeling, you know, they thought, like, let me see. I feel the pain.
I feel some fresh.
You know, yeah, but no, these are kind of conversations where, you know, as you be mature about it, it's just to make you aware.
Yes.
But when you start getting a certain age of 40 and up, you know, you don't want to take for granted that you are just okay.
Right.
You know, just because you don't feel anything and see anything, this is why you should go to the doctor. We switch and talk about high blood pressure, you know, a high cholesterol. If you're not checking those numbers and don't know those numbers, you know, you'll be like, you could be sitting up and talking to me just like me and you're talking, and you had to check your blood pressure all day long, you could stroke out.
That's true.
You know, because, you know, it has no symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, high blood pressure don't have no symptoms. Mm-hmm. You could be feeling fine. Well, a lot of times if it get way too high, you're going to start experiencing lightheadedness.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start experiencing it. But yet that particular moment is so high, you up out of here. You know what I'm saying? But some people can just sit up with high blood pressure and don't feel nothing.
And do not know it.
And that's why they call it a silent killer. Well, colon cancer is the same way.
Mm.
You know, if you're not really paying attention to your body, you know, and not really knowing certain symptoms, not knowing a lot of times when they check in your stool, they checking for, especially when it comes to kidneys, they checking the protein in your kidneys.
Right.
To, you know, you men, we want to encourage you, and you women, we want you, everybody want to go to help men, but don't nobody want to die no time soon.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons why a lot of us are getting on up out of here early, because we don't do early prevention. We make excuses about insurance. We make excuses about appointments. We feel like we can't take off of work to go get checked out.
Right.
Take the time out, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, on the phone lines. If you make a doctor's appointment, make sure you go.
Yeah, because a lot of the premature deaths in our community can be prevented.
Yes, and so, ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little awareness of colon cancer. Just, we'll be talking about it all month long. We have a lot more we can give to you, but we'll be talking about that for the rest of the month, because the month of March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. We got Colon Cancer Awareness Month and Women History Month.
Yes. Yes, we have Women History Month.
We got Women History Month, and to all the women out there, go get your colon
checked.
Make sure you get it. When the last time you had yours checked, Mandy? You don't even know if you had yours checked.
You know, I've never had my colon checked. Not like a colonoscopy or where they insert the camera to go in. No. I'm 41 now.
Yeah.
So I do need to go get it checked. That's just a no-go zone. You know what I mean? For a lot of us people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a medical necessity, so it just needs to be done.
Yeah, you need to get Yes, because, you know, a lot of times we take for granted that we're fine.
Right.
And right now is the age and stage that, to you women that haven't got checked, to you men that haven't got checked, go ahead and get checked this month.
Mm-hmm.
You know why it's colon cancer awareness. Don't be scared. Just going up in there.
Get it done.
Let them.
I'm not afraid though. I just they used to give you a scale as far as age, like to go and get a mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
When you're now, I think it's like 30. I got my first mammogram at 35.
Mm-hmm.
So even with colon cancer, there's a scale sometimes. Like your doctor will tell you now you're this age. It's time for us to check you. And we have our doctors, but it is our responsibility to get checked, it's about time.
Yeah, it's about time. You know, I got to drink all this liquid in a few days and, you know, make sure.
Going to drop you a 50 pound.
Yeah, but I have no fears like that.
Right.
You know, when it comes to certain stuff like going to the doctor or going to get checked, I don't have those kind of fears, you know, I guess because part of it, I was taking care of my mother. And I was going so much, you know, until I was asking so many different questions. So I think I was getting on my doctor's nerve. I said, "Well, what does this do?" And then they sit there and let you watch a lot of videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so now you just come. And then I got my baby sister. She almost like a nurse in her own right
because
she research, she check everything. Mm-hmm. Listen, my baby sister, I can call her if I need to know a question about any kind of thing that's dealing with the body.
Let me say this. When you go and if they decide to do the Canberra, and when you go to have that procedure done, whoever takes you, make sure there's somebody that you're just completely comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had taken a friend of mine, Tim, years ago to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
And after the fact, we were in the car and I was taking him back to his house and dropping him off. and but he was dropping them. It was air, but he was dropping them left and right.
Yeah.
And his eyes was just dancing because you know. But I'm like, it's okay. The doctor said this could happen.
That happened to me too.
So I'm just saying for you women, because we're very, you know, we're particular about that type of stuff. We're very particular about that
drop,
type of
drop
stuff.
Drop it.
So
hot.
You know the air and the.
You funny.
But I'm just saying, so well, just heads up, ladies, take somebody that you're completely comfortable around to drive you home, because there are going to be some sounds that's going to be coming from the south end.
What kind of sounds, man?
It was all kind with them. I was like, boy. But it's completely normal after
procedure. Yeah, after that procedure. So this time I don't think I do the camera. I just think they test you a deal, because it's modern day. A whole lot of stuff is modern now. Uh-huh. You know, we just have improved in so many different areas now. And even when it comes to those of you who have to have MRIs, you know, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people are claustrophobic about being up in those machines.
Yeah.
But now they got it where you don't even have to go all the way up in the machine. Because right. you imagine laying up there, I can't just even see you.
Eyes closed. Singing old spirituals.
Lord have mercy. If you get locked up in one of the machines, you know, I often wonder, because I had to do this one year.
Mm-hmm.
They was checking for me. I was doing an MRI on my spleen at the time. And I don't know why it had nothing to do with me going up into a machine, but they was checking quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, they was like, well, had you had this check? Hey, yes, no. So my doctor decided to do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I went over to Parkland Hospital, which is one of our county hospitals out here. And, man, they put me up in that machine. And that particular time, I did get a little claustrophobic because I couldn't, you know, I started feeling anxiety. I took my time to start breathing. I was like, man, what if these lights go out up in here?
So did you change your thought pattern?
No, I didn't change.
Imagine, like, a place fun or?
After it did what it did, I think the machine moved up, mm-hmm. however it did, and then all of a sudden, I was like, man, what if the lights go out in here and I'm stuck? I wonder will I be able to get out? So I started feeling myself. I didn't even know it was anxiety at that time, because we weren't really talking about anxiety like that. You know, I just knew I was getting nervous at that time.
I heard a guy say one time that when that happens, like when you go into those type of machines, to think of something that makes
positive.
You happy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and kind of just place yourself there, and it'll kind of alleviate you from that anxiety.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and that's what they say. Anytime you even go into the doctor for anything, if you think about the things that makes you happy, that'll take anxiety away from you. But that particular time, man, when the machine slid back and it finally cut off, the doctor said, well, we might have to do it again. I said, no, you won't be doing that no more. He said, because I moved several times.
Uh-huh.
I said to myself, you think? You know, I'm closed up in here. I don't know if I'll be able to get out. I said, well, we don't have to take this test ever again.
Not you.
Well, at that time, I was kind of like, you know, new to it.
Uh-huh.
And I told my doctor, I said, no. You ain't finna lock my body up in a machine like that and if the power go out, and I don't know if y'all got generators up in here. Man, could you imagine a person?
Let me ask, aren't your legs out?
No, my whole body was in the machine.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was over at Parkland Hospital.
Parkland going to make sure. Parkland, if you go in there for, I don't know how they are now. Go in there for a toe ache, they're going to check everything. I can appreciate that.
Yeah, well, they done upgraded now. I understand that your whole body don't go in the machines now, because a lot of times if you go into the doctor, they doing any kind of MRIs or scan for your head. It's kind of like a machine goes around.
Right.
And you don't have to do all that. But this was back in the day. They didn't have that kind of technology. I was up in there. I was like, you ain't never got to worry about me. I said, whatever you looking for, you ain't got to worry about finding it. I would not be locked back up in there, you know. But ladies and gentlemen on the network, that's kind of what we wanted to share on tonight. But, man, I kind of do want to switch and just talk a little bit about the Chris Rock stand-up special.
Okay.
That was on Netflix this last weekend. Did you guys see it? Man, it was a great special. I enjoyed it.
I caught bits and pieces of it. I mean, Chris Rock was going in.
And so to all of you that's around the network, listen, if you want to jump into the conversation, you get option one, we'll bring you in. Chris Rock, everybody know he did the special with Netflix.
he got $40 million because he held out for a whole year before he said anything about anything, about the slap and anything.
Was it a contractual agreement?
Well, yeah, he got $40 million.
Wow.
You know, and so, you know, and then as I was listening on the wire and looking at all the clippings that was out, it was amazing how they talked about how he talked about, they talked about, well, you know, Hachatiki, that they planned it, but at the end of the day, it's so much controversy, should he or shouldn't he? And the thing, I just, with my opinion about it, is it happened to him, and so he's living in his own truth until he get it out. You know, we can't say he's okay until he let out. And this is my kind of take on it, Mandy. It happened in the public, so I feel like he should address it in the public.
Right.
I don't feel like he should address it behind closed doors. A lot of people in their opinions, well, you know, him and Will could have talked it out, or they just could have talked it out. Now, Will didn't slap him in public, so why
in
he
private.
Got to, you know, in private, so why he got to apologize in private?
Look, he capitalized on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He capitalized on it, and he was able to make money off of it. And at the end of the day, he is a comedian, so he utilized his skills.
Yeah, and, but boy, look at her, did he? Because after he got through, to me, man, after he got through a lot of things that he said, you know, and you know, they, some of our comedians, it's just the way they put it. I mean, as I was sitting there watching, because Will Smith said, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. He talked about his wife, but he never mentioned her name. He was so skilled enough to talk about his wife with never mentioning her name. So at the end of the day, Will can't get mad because he never called your wife's name because you said keep my wife's name out of your mouth. He kept her name out of his mouth, but he kept talking about it.
Right.
And,
so if it were me, after this comedy special, now I would say, now, Will, we can have a conversation.
Well, yeah.
Now I've made my $40 million. I've said what I had to say. I held it for a year. Now that I've woosahed, we can have a conversation.
Yeah, and you know, of course, there's those that, you know, point that Will was upset about the special. But how could you be? You understand?
He didn't have the right to be upset about anything.
Anything that's being said, because everything that Rock said in the special was true, because like he said, they put their own business out there.
Right.
You understand?
So he wasn't saying anything new, or he didn't uncover, he didn't expose anything. He just capitalized what was already public.
Yeah, but one part of the special, it tripped me completely out when he said, he said, I ain't been caught up in no entanglement. He said, Chris Rock said, how do you, you know, get interviewed by the person that cheated on you?
Oh, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
That was funny.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, like you said, a lot of us done been cheated on. But how you going to sit down and be interviewed by the person that cheated on you?
Talking about the red table talk.
The red table talk with Jada and Jada interviewing Will, but you did the cheating. You interviewed the person you – yeah, but – It was a good special, but a lot of people watched it for a lot of different reasons.
Right.
As I was listening to some other podcasts, a lot of people thought it was therapeutic. You know, because no matter who we are, what we think, every one of us, can you imagine for a whole year he had to deal with this in his own psyche, being humiliated before the whole world,
right,
on a big night. You understand what I'm saying? And I even like what Chris Rock said, even when he talked about different ones asking him why he didn't retaliate, why he didn't fight back. He said, because I got parents and I was taught well. What did he say? I was taught not to fight in front of white people.
Yes, he did.
You understand what I'm saying?
Say that.
And so in Chris Rock's mind, you know, he stood there with pause, but as you heard, a lot of other brothers probably wouldn't have happened. It would have been way more than what it was.
It would have been bad.
But Chris Rock stood up there with integrity, you know, with understanding who he was, because it appeared to be that his mother, like, whoever throw the first stone, whoever throw the first rock don't mean you have to do that in front of public. You know how mama used to say to us, you know, you carry yourself in public because you represent my name.
Right.
You represent the household. When you go out to, you know, do the food, you got to remember you're coming from somewhere.
Yeah, and he didn't allow his ego to get in the way.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
if anything, I think that a lot of people could, they respected the fact that Chris Rock did not retaliate, you know, and the way he just handled it.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a horrible thing. Because, see, even with me, as I was even revisiting it, this, you know, which brings me back to Sarah Jake's sermon Sunday before last when she was talking about glory triggers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even coming up to this particular Oscars, he had to be triggered a little bit before he did the special.
Oh, yeah.
Just reliving the whole, rehashing the whole moment.
And then not defending yourself, not coming out publicly defending yourself. So I'm sure that there was a lot of emotion.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, and he did it the right way. If you ask me, he did it the right way. He did it through his talent.
And it just reminded me of what Sarah Jakes was talking about, even though he what I seen him do in the special is what she preached about. He was able to stand in his trigger because this time he wasn't humiliated by the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
He standing in the trigger of that moment to say that did happen to me. And no matter what you do in life, it's that thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And what does he do? He's a comedian, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
And so through his talent and gifts that he does on stage, he's able to be healed through his talent. He's able to overcome that particular slap a year ago to bring it back on stage and say, you know, I'm going to stand in this trigger because it's traumatizing because the question was asked, did it hurt? What did he say? Yeah, it hurt. It still hurt.
He did say that. He said a number of things.
Yeah, and so what is he saying? Based off the way the message went, he was able to get the glory out of the story because he's able to identify and stand in the trigger of that moment and not run from it.
Right.
He was able to embrace it. How do we know that? Because he just did the special about it and be able to release all of that. And so those of you that's trying to figure out what we're talking about that's on the network, you have went through something that's traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
You have went through some type of emotion. You have went through some type of thing that you'll keep being triggered by. And you think the trigger is bad. You don't even want to go back to rehab. If you've been abused, if you've been ostracized, if you've been talked about, no matter what, if you done lost a child, certain things trigger, you know, trigger you. But you have to get to the point to where the trigger is not always bad.
That's right.
Sometimes God allow you to go back to the trigger to let you know you have come through and you are coming through. But the thing I love about Sarah Jake's sermon was that didn't dictate who was in you all along.
Right.
You may be triggered, but greatness was still in you before the thing even happened.
Yes.
You know, and so if you was triggered by abuse, if you were, or you are being triggered by losing a loved one, if you are walking in depression, if you can get the glory out of understanding when God allowed those moments to come back around, because I've always heard when it comes around the holidays, people deal with a lot of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
People deal with a lot of depression. Why? Because something about the holiday season triggers people.
Mm-hmm.
If you grew up with a good Christmas or a bad Christmas, if you grew up getting gifts or not getting gifts, what triggers us around the holiday season? Well, if you could understand, that has nothing to do with who you are.
Right.
Because when God considered you in the heavens before your mama met your daddy, that greatness is in you. If you're going through any kind of ups and downs or any kind of storms, that when you come back around, if you lost a child, that don't stop who you are.
Right.
When you get to that moment of feeling that pain again, you have to stand into that trigger to understand that God is showing you, you thought you was going to lose your mind. You thought you was depressed. You thought you was going to commit suicide. But if I'm the God that brought you through it, I'm the God that keep bringing you through it. But that's not going to eliminate who I think about you. Because I called you and I formed you in the belly before your mama met your daddy. I marked you into the heavens. You're the one living our time. So listen, to all of you that's around this network that probably never heard of Sarah Jakes Roberts, or that's a sermon you need to go back out on YouTube and check out. It's called Glory Triggers. And what I seen with Chris Rock is, I seen Chris Rock get a healing for what he revealed. You can only be healed for what you reveal. He just has to do it through his platform, through comedy,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the way he delivered it. Of course, we all have our opinion about it,
yeah.
but we didn't get slapped like that on national television.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? If he made 40 million, hey, bro, long, brother. So you understand what I'm saying? If he made 40 million, was the slap worth 40 million? Yes, because he was humiliated. I don't even think that was enough. But at the end of the day, he was able to stand there. Now, like you just said, Mandy,
mm-hmm.
it would be a nice thing for these brothers to come back and then have a conversation.
Right. And, mm-hmm. and this may have brought on after the comedy special and during the duration of leading up to the Oscars, this may have brought on a different perspective. You
mm-hmm.
know, maybe now Chris Rock will be able to see the pain behind Will Smith's eyes, you know,
mm-hmm.
Just different things that they've talked about and different things they have faced and different things that have been said and spoken. If those things are true, maybe now Chris Rock will be able to, you know, just see, okay, there's a fence here, you know, or maybe if he's accountable at anything, I don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not for me to say, but if he is, maybe he can take accountability now and say, maybe I shouldn't have said this back in 2013 or 2014.
No, I
don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying
mm-hmm.
if I don't know, I'm saying if mm-hmm. whatever brought this on, you know, maybe because sometimes when we go through things and as time passes, we gain that's a part of standing in your trigger. You gain a different perspective.
Right.
And it's a perspective where we're able to look beyond what happened to us, our emotions in that moment, not that we are undermining them,
mm-hmm.
but we are looking past them and we're able to see a different perspective.
And I hope they would get there, and maybe they would and maybe they won't, because at the end of the day, it's left up. They two grown men. It's left mm-hmm. up to them, you know, to hash it out. If they don't ever hash it out, you know, that's left up to them, in the sense of, you know, it may be a thing with Chris Rock where he don't want an apology, because a lot of times people think we should apologize.
It's hard, mm-hmm. especially in Will Smith's shoes, because mm-hmm. you already know your publicist is saying, let's draw these papers up.
Mm-hmm.
You have people in your ear because they're trying to save your career.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what is your motive for apologizing to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes you, it will make
it's
a person
a whole lot
think
of questions,
that way.
Right?
Yeah. So it's hard. Mm-hmm. I'm sure from Chris Rock's perspective, he's like, bro, I know what's going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't want to apologize, or you're not feeling this apology, you're told to apologize.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day,
right.
And so you wonder if it's from the right heart posture. I mean,
what did you think when did you see the video when that Will Smith put out when he issued the apology? Or he extended the apology to Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I it's not for me to judge, because I don't know how Will Smith is when he's serious,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
or when it's heartfelt. But just looking, listening, and observing his body language, you
mm-hmm.
know, yeah, that's something to think about.
Yeah, so allegedly, as we sit here, some stuff we can say allegedly, some
right.
stuff is out there, you know, it's factual, you know, but going on the record allegedly and say, you know, at the end of the day, we all witnessed it,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all, because still for some particular reason, I've seen it again during the special,
mm-hmm.
I've seen it all this week, you know, it just looks staged to me for some particular reason,
right.
you know, I mean, from walking up to the stage to the, because, you know, Will is an actor.
He is.
You understand what I'm saying? And it's one thing to really hit a person mm-hmm. and then hit at a person.
But you know what I thought mm-hmm. about? I mm-hmm. thought about, because, you know, with different films, there's training sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right, right,
and
right.
it looked like maybe it's something he learned, some type of slapping technique he learned, where he spread his legs apart
mm-hmm.
and he went back with that hand and he, you know.
Yeah, right,
so
right.
So that's kind of what I thought. Maybe it came from some type of training that he's had.
Yeah, because, you know, growing up in the hood, and we know how men are. No, a little bit of totally different slap. I mean, was it a train slap because we was on national TV? I'm going to slap at you.
Well, maybe he wanted to make sure that he did it the right way, where Chris would feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it could have been such a technique where it had an impact
right,
upon
right.
Contact.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You just never know.
But ladies and gentlemen, he got paid. He got paid
$40 million.
$40 million. I don't know if I should say allegedly or not. They say he got paid $40 million.
If it's proven, then it's not alleged. But if it's a thought, opinion, it's alleged.
Yeah, right.
So
well,
they saying
it was $40 million. That's an expensive slap.
That's an expensive slap.
And, you know, and wonder will Will Smith match that? Another $40 million.
I doubt it.
No, we're talking about apology. You know, let me write you a check for another $40 million. Apologize. With
I just don't know if from listening, and this is just my opinion, right? In my opinion, listening to Jada, listening to Will's apology, I don't know him, but it just didn't feel heartfelt, you know? And, you know, in Will Smith's shoes, it was in his best interest to apologize, whether he was connected to the apology or not. It was in his
The opinions and views of our friends and guests does not reflect the opinion and views of E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network.
I agree with the disclaimer.
Just our opinion.
Like I said, in my opinion, it didn't feel heartfelt, you know, and with the position Will Smith is in, he was told to apologize because he had a lot to lose.
Right.
And so at the end of the day,
I just hope they work it out, huh?
That's what I was going to say. Prayerfully, they will just work it out.
And so the Oscars was on tonight. I think it was ended for tonight.
I didn't see Chris and I didn't see Will.
At the end of the day. But what is her name? Rihanna?
Yes,
she performed tonight.
She did.
Yeah, she just did the Super Bowl, so she performed at the Oscars tonight.
Yeah, someone made a comment and they said, "I don't know, Rihanna. Ever since you had that baby, it don't seem like you have that it factor right now."
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes it takes time after childbirth. Let's give her grace, show her grace, and let's just be patient.
Yeah, well, she performed tonight at the Oscars. Did you see the Oscars tonight? Those of you on the network, you know, I'm quite sure the numbers will be high tonight because. It was 1 year before the slap, so I'm quite sure people tuned in to see what the monologue was going to be, what was going to be said about it, you know, all of that, just because, you know, we like drama.
yep, exactly. And I'm sure the ratings were high tonight.
Yeah, because they wanted to just know, because somebody texted me and asked me, is Chris Rock doing the Oscars?
I thought that it would be, you know, I thought that it would have been fitting to bring him back this
year.
No,
he just got $40 million. He's somewhere chilling. Yeah, you know, y'all.
If they had have brought Chris back this year, man, imagine how many people would have tuned in.
Oh, of course.
Who tuned in tonight. So that's what I was thinking. I was like, strategy, bring him back.
But
no, he's somewhere probably vacationing right now.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank all of you guys, and we see you standing by on the phone lines tonight. Me and Mandy just sitting here chopping it up because we're getting ready to end the show. Man, I got a long day tomorrow because we already done lost 1 hour. You know what I'm saying? I already get up early. So we done lost 1 hour. So, man, we got a productive week. School is out this week, you know. All of our children is on spring break. You got the children that's on spring break. This is the week, man. This is the week that parents is gonna lose it this week.
Let me tell you, I am so glad that my children are adults now because during spring break, Christmas holidays, when the schools are closed, all the food in the house goes so fast.
And that's what I'm speaking of.
And then
of.
With you know the prices rising, my heart just goes out to those people that have multiple children.
Yeah, because your icebox, your refrigerator, as they call it, them doors going to be swinging open this week because, you know, I remember growing up around this time, we used to do that lunch program. You go down there to the park and get you a good old sack lunch back in the day, and you know, but now all these kids they want fast food. They, you know, they're 13-year-old calling. What are the DoorDash or who all those kind of people?
DoorDash,
those kind of people that deliver. How a 13-year-old gonna call DoorDash to deliver a pizza
with your credit card too?
So you parents, you better pay attention. You know, because if you got to go to work and you leave your kids at home, you ain't got no press ham sandwich or no goose liver Amanda was talking about earlier. What would you call it?
I did say goose liver.
Yeah, whatever that is. If you ain't got none of that in your icebox.
Listen, if you know what Spam is, you should know what goose liver is.
Yeah, I can't, now that you described it with that white stuff around it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you ain't got no peanut butter and jelly this week. To all of you that's on the network of kids, because the Dallas Independent School District is out this week. So to all of you parents out there that your icebox and your refrigerator is not full of food that they can really eat and stick to it. Because, man, I remember, man, that my mother, you know, used to have iced potatoes, the big potato where they would cut up. And, man, you make you the big old French fries. And ain't nothing like some good old iced potatoes with French fries with a lot of ketchup and some wieners with some mustard to make you a hot. See, y'all don't know nothing about that. So to all the parents out there that you got them little ones that's going back to school, you know, that's out of school for this week, make sure your refrigerator is full because, boy, they're going to be calling DoorDash and they're going to be calling Uber and they're going to be calling Zaya.
Yep. Well, hide your credit card.
All the different ones that deliver food.
Right.
You know?
Oh, and then these children, they're something else. They will send you a Cash App request, okay? You're at work, mom, just no hi, mom, no nothing, just a Cash App request, $20.
Oh, yeah?
Because it will request $20 to be sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a notification, see your child send a request for you to send them money through Cash App.
And that's what they be doing in my school. The kids be standing in line and realize they don't have no money, and they send their mama Cash App, say, send me $20 back. I'm standing in here trying to give me some lunch, and they say I ain't got no money on my book. Y'all done seen a whole lot of that because we're living in different times.
We are.
Isn't it amazing how times have changed?
It really is.
Yes. But, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the E-Man After Show. We want to appreciate all of you that's standing by on the phone lines tonight. We want to appreciate all of you that's join us every Sunday night over here on We Talk Radio Network. Well, to all the men, we just wanted to challenge men, and we see you guys standing on the phone line. We just having a conversation because we're getting ready to get on off tonight. Go get yourself checked out. You know, go get your colon checked out. Mm-hmm. Sisters, go get your colon checked out. Mm-hmm. This is Colon Awareness Cancer Month. March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
Go get your colon checked out. You know what I'm saying? Don't be scared. Man, go get your colon checked out.
Right.
You know, man, you got the same doctor now.
We do.
You know, doctor, listen, I got it. This lady here, she off the chain, ain't she?
She really is. I absolutely love her.
Yeah, man. She'll find something wrong with you, too. Listen, lady, ain't nothing wrong with me.
I don't know. Well, she's very thorough.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love the fact that she's thorough. And she really have conversations with her patients.
Yes, she took care of my mother for damn near what? Man, she took care of my mother a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made me really start going to her, because the way she took care of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she can tell you about colors of your toenail, and to a lot of you that don't pay attention to your body, like you certain dark spots, like your knees get dark, your toenails get dark, your hands get dark. It's poor blood circulation, you know. And a lot of times we don't realize it that if you waking up and you know how you wake up, and you can sleep on your arm and your arm can go numb and you. A lot of people have poor blood circulation, and they teach you how to allow that blood to flow. Some people use blood thinners, you know. Why? Because you don't want that blood to, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's just another whole conversation. We're going to get into a lot of that. We're going to talk about a lot of that on the E-Man After Show.
Right.
We're going to get some doctors to get in here and explain to us, because a lot of times we don't pay attention.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? You having poor blood circulation at nighttime, you don't understand why you keep waking up with, you know, your whole arm is numb because you say stuff like, I slept on my arm, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's poor blood circulation.
Right.
What causes that? We're going to let y'all know what really causes all that, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate you tonight. It's been the E-Man After Show. Shout out to Fred Bell. Shout out to all of you guys that are standing by on the phone lines on the network tonight. But, man, I want to appreciate you hanging out with me on tonight. We're going to end the show right here. Why? Because I got a long day. Well, no, I ain't got a long day tomorrow because school is out. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I appreciate you for having me.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a year now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you coming on, you know, to the E-Man After Show and sitting around the domino table hanging out with us. Shout out to all of you guys that's listening. Shout out to you around the network on tonight. Join us back next Sunday night. Come back next Sunday night. We'll have another great show for you. So, man, are you ready to get on up out of here for tonight?
I am ready to go.
Well, we pray that each and every one of you will have a blessed, productive week no matter what you're doing.
That's right.
You know, make it a productive week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do something different that you hadn't did.
Yes.
You know, I don't care if it's whatever you, if you've been in the same routine for a long time
mm-hmm.
or for a duration, you need to change your routine habits.
That's right.
You, this week, challenge yourself to do something totally different that you ain't been doing.
Right.
If you need to go gambling, go down to the Sherman. Go gamble or something. You're going to pay you a slot machine. If you ain't played the lottery, play the lottery. If you ain't went swimming, go swim.
Just step outside of your norm
and do something completely different.
What we gonna do different?
What we gonna do different?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We ought to just fly out of town and come right back.
Let's go. I'm ready. Let's go.
You know, we just ought to go.
You're not gonna hear the end of this one. I'm ready.
Yeah, we ought to just go to L.A. and I know you can't have. As a matter of fact, give me my credit card back. You think I forgot, huh? I want my credit card back that you got in your wallet over there that you think I don't know. You went and bought food today, right? I need my credit card back. Yes,
Amen.
Ma'am. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we ought to do something different.
We should.
Yeah, and so y'all do something different, you know, enjoy yourself, enjoy your family. I think we got family from out of town that's coming in. And so enjoy yourself this week. Make this be a good, productive blessed week.
Yes.
And so may the Lord God bless you real good. So, Mandy, let's get on up out of here tonight. Let's thank Big.
B.I.G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we are all living proof.
Until next time, good night, everybody.
Good night. Peace and a long life.
Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions 'cause we don't know why. Oh, yes. We all need you to make a way. And we all need you, that's why we pray. We all need you.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.